This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
For the last 10 years, l'Action Terroriste Socialement Acceptable, or ATSA, has been creating what they call urban interventions, which question society and its values. The founder of ATSA, artist Pierre Allard and Annie Roy, will be in Vancouver next week as part of the Push Festival. At the corner of Hornby and Robson, they'll create a startling and disruptive scene to engage passers-by in an installation they call Attack No. 15. Annie Roy is currently staging Attack No. 13 in Calgary, and she joins me by phone from that city. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
Can you describe for us in some detail what people will see if they go down to Robson and Hornby Streets next week?
Yeah, they walk by, and it's like it's this scene just imported from Baghdad with this huge SUV blown up. A really very violent, destructive, devastating setup. And inside this blown-up SUV, there's a video manifesto, and we really play on this terrorist aesthetic, but want to go out of this virtual image of the TV and put it right in the middle of our rich cities where we really consume so much oil and all, to make people kind of aware of all these nefast consequences of this consuming.
So I guess if people come across that would be a fairly shocking image to encounter right in the middle of downtown Vancouver. What kind of interactions do you then have with passersby?
Yeah, it's really amazing because when you put art like that in the public space and people there don't necessarily have references, they don't really know they're going to see a piece of art, and because of its what it is exactly, at first they don't even really know, is this art, is this real? So we like to play on this fine line, you know, hyper-realistic scene where people are kind of afraid at first, and is something happening, and then they arrive, and then we accompany the piece by not being too far, and people can come and discuss with us of this issue, and also about art, of course, and then we learn a lot from those discussions, so we're not there like to say what to think, but more to experience and try to be more and more critic of the world we're living in.
So what do you hope to accomplish by engaging people with this sort of installation?
I think people are kind of sometimes afraid of talking with each other. You know, there's kind of a status quo, like this is my business. You know, I buy this car, it's my business, it's none of your business. It's there on the market, so I have the right to buy it. And it's a great way to, create a momentum of discussion in the public space where people don't necessarily talk with each other, but engage the conversation with people you don't necessarily know, and you learn a lot. But also like to make people aware that they do have the power to do something for real and to change this situation, because I mean, it's a nonsense to continue consuming oil like that, and it's really an oil for war, and there's a war for oil in Iraq. And when we began this piece, it was in 2003, and the Bush administration just declared war in Iraq. So for us, it was, we had to do something, you know, being artists, we have this chance to put this rage we have inside and put it in an art piece. But then we thought, okay, it's not enough, you know, we have to talk about it in the street, not just show a piece and people go away with it, but discuss about what we can do to change and to give a message to the government that we want to change this situation.
Now, it's interesting. I'm smiling as I hear you talking about your thing. It's my SUV. It's on the market. I can buy it, because it sounds like you've obviously heard that argument before in your engagements with people. I'm wondering, in Montreal and Calgary, I know you had volunteer patrollers who handed out tickets as part of the attack event. Can you tell us about the tickets and what happened when you gave them out?
Yeah, well, ATTAC is a theory, you know, that's why we are at ATTAC number 15, but at the theory ATTAC number 10 in Montreal, this SUV was invited to go in the Fonderie Darling. It's a gallery in Montreal. And we thought, okay, it's not enough. Like, we like to be in the street, you know, we like to infiltrate, like, the real world. And so we thought of this citizen statement of offense. It's in a three carbon copy. So 350 citizen volunteers distributed 10,000 of those tickets. They are all individually numerated, so it's all a retraceable thing, too. And we thought of it like a virus in the city. So again, this terrorist art creation. And the people went to give one copy to the vehicle. The offenses are idling. You have a remote control. You have a huge gas-guzzling vehicle. And so people, they were really, it was a ticket very much alike the Montreal ticket. So one copy was going on the vehicle. One copy is an exhibition. And the second copy, we gave it to the executive committee at the City of Montreal, the person in charge of sustainable development. And it really did some change in the City of Montreal, because at first, this ticket had money on it. So people were going to the municipal court paying it, to the police station paying it. So it was really, we were really like in the real life at the same time. People were writing letters in the newspaper, people writing them back. So it really began a real debate about our consuming those huge cars and, you know, why do we have that in the city? Like, what's the point? And the idling and everything. So, and now the City of Montreal has will put a certain zone where it's zero tolerance about idling. They've done a big awareness campaign towards the schools, so the kids could know and give information to their parents about idling. It's not going fast enough for us, but I know that this project was strong enough, you know, that it really forced them to do at least something, and we're now part of the discussion with them, so it goes really much forward.
Using a ticket is really sort of a hot button to push, I guess, for people. So it's a great device for getting people engaged in that event. What were the kinds of reactions that that the patrollers, and that's a very impressive number of patrollers, 350.
Yeah, well, it's quite in a way a radical project, because you play the role of authority. You're really saying, like, you're not doing your job, you know, so as a citizen, I'm going to do it. I'm going to give a ticket to my co-citizen, because I think it's really a nonsense now. So, and of course, people who were receiving the ticket, well, some people, they understood, you know, the thing, and were okay about it. Some people were really, really mad, like telling us, you know, I pay my taxes just like you, even more than you, so I have the right to pollute. And, you know, so we received, like, a lot of emails. At the same time, people were doing the patrolling thing, and people who could not do it, they were writing to us, great, I'm so happy you do this. And so it really was a very opposite, you know, extreme project. But and we did it in Montreal, but it in the press, it became so big that we had demand from people from Sherbrooke, Ottawa, Gatineau, Quebec. Everybody in Quebec wanted to do it, in the whole province. So we could also send those emails of people where, you know, it's not only a Montreal thing. It's like a lot of people in the province wants this to want you to take action about this this exaggeration with the vehicle. And we target the vehicle because, well, of course, with this oil thing, when you look at it more internationally, but it is really a symbol of our opulence and arrogance. Nobody needs that huge of a car, you know, because and why we're so dependent on oil, like President Bush was saying America is addicted to oil. Well, it's time that you get, you know, maybe an intoxication.
That's right, yeah. Detox,
reduce
right?
it, you know, instead of just want more and more. Like, really, the answer is there, you know, reducing your consuming, and then maybe we would not have a war, and then maybe we would not have so much environmental problems. Like, have you thought of global warming and et cetera? So I think if we are able to do this gesture in our own little life and to transmit it to our co-citizen, like a civil pressure that you disagree about their choice, their choice of car, for example, or their comportment, like idling and stuff like that, then in their work life, they'll maybe be more inclined to take good decisions also. So it's something you can try small, you know, begin small, and then, you know, go send a message with this. Because, of course, if people were not buying those huge cars, a company would stop producing them.
Right.
So we all have our real part of responsibility on that.
Now, your organization, Annie, has quite a provocative name, L'Action Terroriste Socialement Acceptable, which sounds to me like the socially acceptable terrorist action.
Yeah,
well, what's that all about?
Well, when we started in 1997, we were looking at the news, and this mission in Montreal needed 106 pair of socks a day. And right, the news right after, it was the bank, Canadian banks were doing like, I don't know how many billions of dollars of profits. And it gave us, it's a very opposite, you know, extreme news, you know. And it's a bit the reflection in our name, too. But it gave us the idea of putting illegally this ATM machine in front of the Contemporary Art Museum in Montreal. And this ATM machine was made of stove, all put together, you know. And the door of the stove were withdrawal and the deposit for socks. And when you say it many times, it's bank, socks, banks, you know, a sock, bank, socks, bank, socks, bank, socks. So, and we invited, so we've put it illegally, but we also arranged before to collect some socks in the museum, so the security thought it was okay. When the police passed by, we alerted the media so much, and there was so much TV and stuff that they also thought it was okay. So it was all about this strategic action, you know, that we were thinking it before. And while they were having a little wine and cheese inside the museum, we were giving soups to the homeless outside, you know, with this project. And we really like to have a piece arriving in the public space, a piece that is very charged with demands, just like a terrorist action. We like it to be provocative. We like it that it's very much mediatized, like a terrorist act is done to be mediatized and about a cause. So it's all art about a cause. So it's all a terrorist in conceptual, you know? Because, of course, the socially acceptable part of it is very important, because we want art like a weapon, weapon to make things better.
Now, Annie, I understand that I'm going to tell people about all the events that you'll be having here and the times for them in Vancouver, but I wonder if you could just very quickly say something about the workshop that you're going to be giving to kind of run people through the paces in one of these urban interventions.
Yeah, well, it's on Sunday at the Vancouver Art Gallery, and we're going to talk a little bit about several projects about ATSA, but then I put people in little groups, and like a race around the clock, you know, we're trying to brainstorm about around a theme and a possible intervention we could do. And then we really, Pierre and I, give a lot of input in if it's feasible or not and how we can do it. And we share all this. So it's fun because we never know, you know, all these projects that are maybe going to go out and maybe like it's feasible and some people will do it in Vancouver. So it's really fun because it's a workshop, but at the same time, it's kind of a think tank where we can maybe create a new intervention that the people who take the workshop can maybe actualize after with a little bit of our experience and ATSA kind of thinking.
Well, it sounds great, Annie, and it's been fantastic.
I just want to say that also you're very much invited at the Fuse event, because we're going to put out, you know, this all attack number 10 with the tickets I was talking previously. It will all be inside the Vancouver Art Museum for the Fuse event, so you can really have a real feeling of each ticket. You know, it's a little performance in itself. And it's a bit too bad because in Vancouver, the city of Vancouver didn't want us to do this ticket thing. We're learning that maybe when we are touring like that, we should not say everything.
Don't ask permission.
So, but we can give those tickets as a souvenir, so maybe people are interested of getting some.
Sounds fantastic, and it's been great talking to you. I'll let people know all the times for those events. Take care, and have a good event in Vancouver next week.
Yeah, hope to see you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
I've been speaking with Annie Roy of L'Action Terroriste Socialement Acceptable. Here are the events they'll be involved in at the PUSH Festival. Attack number 15 will take place at Robson and Hornby Streets from January 25th to the 28th, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Annie Roy and Pierre Allard from ATSA will be speaking at the Emily Carr Institute on Wednesday, January 24th at 5 p.m. And they'll present, as Annie said, as part of Fuse at the Vancouver Art Gallery on Friday night, from 7 to 11 p.m. And the workshop we spoke about at the VAG will be at 2 to 5 on Sunday, January 28th, and you can call the Art Gallery to register. So for more information about that, go to our website. You'll get a link to their website, and all the times will be there.